Hello.
Dick?
Hello, Mr. President.
How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. I haven't had any sleep, but you know how that is.
I sure do, and I give you my congratulations and my sympathy.
Boy, I tell you, isn't that the truth?
Dick, I want to keep in close touch with you along the line we did in our last talk, and I want to try to play this thing as much in the national interest as is humanly possible and as fair as possible. And I have just one purpose, and that is the best interest of the country, and I believe that your conduct has been very responsible.
Well,
there are some developments that have not changed the picture, but that I think you would do well to know about. I don't want to influence any of your decisions. I wouldn't change anything that I have seen that you've done. If I were in the same position, I would have pretty much followed the course of action, which I understand. I haven't read everything, but I'm away from the picture. But
you meant my statement on Vietnam.
Yes.
It was pretty responsible, I thought.
So I...
We're holding the line, actually.
I had this thought. Vance is here. He is going to be going back to Paris. I don't know what your plans or Agnew's are. Humphrey is coming here tomorrow. He's campaigning in Texas. McCarthy's in Houston, and Humphrey is in Corpus Christi. He's coming by on his way to Corpus, and I'm going to bring him up to date with what has happened. And there have been some things happened, additional outlets since we talked. I thought I ought to say to you at the same time that if either or both of you were interested, that I would consider, I had not planned to do this with him, but I would consider bringing Vance down here if you went from Miami to California any time in the next 2 or 3 days before he has to go back. And I would bring Vance and Rusk here, and I would meet with you or whoever you wanted us to and bring you up to date on what's happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it is not the thing that you are that you raised the question about. It goes in the opposite direction.
I see.
But it's something that I think that would be well for you to know, and I would say that there's great pressures that you ought to know about, which, in the light of my own views, I'm not going to succumb to.
Yeah, right.
But I think that in an hour, or an hour and a half,
yeah,
that it would be good to, if I were in your place, I would want Eisenhower or you or somebody in a similar place to discuss it with me. And my position's going to be, I'm going to exercise the responsibility up until somebody says, so help me God. But until that moment happens, I'm going to try to keep in touch with both leaders and see that they have it 50-50.
I appreciate it very much. Now let me ask this. Well, we've got the National Committee meeting tomorrow. I have to do that.
Yes.
And then I'm planning to fly to California the following day.
Why don't you why don't you land at San Antonio and let my helicopter pick you up? And it's 20 minutes out here.
That could be done maybe on Saturday morning.
Yes, sir.
Would that
come? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It'd be good.
If we were to come Saturday morning.
Yes, sir.
We have to be in California. We've got a... I guess it's 4 o'clock or something like that.
I haven't looked at the geography of it, but I heard you say in one of your meetings, and I talked to Rusk about it, he thought it was advisable, that you were going to San Diego.
We're going to San Diego Saturday.
Seems to me Austin or San Antonio would not be far out. Now, frankly, also, I'm got to go back into the hospital on Monday for further checks.
Mm.
I will discuss that, too. I don't want this call. Nobody knows it except Rusk. And until you decide and lay it on...
Well, let us suppose that if we could, if I could get the boys tracking on it, if we could stop on the way to California and would we could then go from San Antonio, stop at San Antonio, and then fly out there to...
I would think that'd be pretty much in line. I don't believe you'd lose an hour going from Miami to Los Angeles.
Yeah, and then you could say that you wouldn't mind having Russ be down there.
No. What I would do, if you did that Saturday morning,
yeah,
you could say whenever you wanted to in Miami. I wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
But you could just say in whatever you wanted to that you're going to stop over
right.
to meet with the president and with Secretary Rusk and with Mr. Vance.
Yeah.
That you have asked to be kept fully informed. The president has offered to keep you fully informed,
right.
and you've agreed, and that you've been through this week, and you want to be brought up to date.
Right. Now, with whom should our people work in terms of?
Jim Jones is my secretary, and he's at the ranch. And
logistics of that, I see.
And what we would do, we have a helicopter that holds 16 people, or a Jetstar that holds about 13, and a Jetstar from the San Antonio airport to my airport's 15 minutes.
Then we could fly over to there.
Yeah, your big plane. If you were in a Jetstar, you could land here. But I assume you've got a 707, haven't you?
Yeah, we have now, yeah.
Well, what you'd do is you would go to San Antonio, and my plane, it takes about 15 to 18 minutes. It would pick you up, the presidential Jetstar, and you could be at the ranch. You could stay there an hour or 2 hours, whatever it took, and you could go right back and meet your party and bring whoever you chose to bring with you the briefing.
Our question is whether we can get our plane and get out there in time, and say if we might get there around flying from San Antonio on to San Diego, but if we could get there, say, around 11 o'clock in the morning, would that sound all right?
Yes, that'd be good.
We
could have lunch with them if you want to.
Yeah. Well, no, we don't do that.
I'll be very glad.
That's awful nice, but I think we've got, you see, the San Diego thing is a rally, sort of a
yep.
welcome home to California bit. You know how it is.
Well, I just wanted you to know you're welcome.
Well,
and what you need to do, I need to do two things.
Yeah.
I need to, if I know roughly what it is, I need to have Rusk and Vance from Washington there.
Well, let me say this.
Now, if I'm going to meet with you, Vance would normally go back to Paris tonight.
Yeah.
I've asked him to stay over.
I'll tell you what. We'll make it, could we say tentatively 11 o'clock? I haven't anybody here right now.
Is that 11 at the ranch? 10:45 in San Antonio?
10:45 San Antonio, 11 at the ranch.
That's good. Okay. And then you work out the details, adjust it up or down.
I'll talk to Mr. Jones, right?
Jim Jones at the White House switchboard.
Right. Well, all right. Let's say that we'll do that if you could have Vance there.
Yes.
I'll find a way to get there sometime about 11, and of course we'll probably be right on the nose.
That's all right. No. It doesn't make any difference. My time's, we can just adjust
right.
it fine.
Right.
Thank
well,
you,
Dave. That's very good, and I appreciate it. And
thank
we'll.
I appreciate very much your attitude and the whole picture.
Well, as you probably noted, I took a lot of doing, but at least in our Vietnam statement, Dirksen and I were able to stop the all-out does, and we made a response.
It's very clear that the enemy is looking at both places and saying so.
That's right.
And I got a note this morning. My son-in-law's company, 220, is down to half strength, and he had 30 wounded yesterday.
Yeah. Incidentally, I thought you'd know that Agnew, my running mate, the guy selected, he has a boy that's been there for 5 months.
Well, I've been there.
So we both got a good interest in that.
Well,
my nephew's out there.
Well.
So we're all looking for the same.
We're both supposed to be great political animals, but we both want to do what's best for our country. And I think it's awfully important dealing with these commies for the next 4 months for us to be completely informed with the same facts, and then we can do whatever our judgment dictates.
Good deal.
Thank you, Dick.
Now, Let me say this, that as far as indicating we're going to stop, I could indicate that. I won't say anything today, but I could indicate that, say,
yes, you
tomorrow.
Can, anytime.
I have to tell my press corps.
Yes, anytime you want to. You give them, you
right,
can tell them right now that you's, what,
I'll tell
whenever
you. Until tomorrow, because
yes.
I don't want to get them, they'll all start to.
You just tell Jim Jones when you're telling them, so we won't get scooped.
I'll work on it now to see if we can get the logistics, and then we'll inform your Jones as to when we're going to announce
that's
it here, and then you'll.
Now, the way I would handle it is this, that the president said when he put Secret Service with everybody and when he talked to you at the briefing that at any time he wanted to make available any information and that you want to be brought up to date. So he has told you he'll have Rusk and Vance there and you expect a full briefing period.
Right.
And just be sure that Jones knows it 15 minutes before you announce it so that George Christian won't have his men mad at him for having to go to Miami to get the president's schedule.
I got your point.
Thank you. We can do it simultaneously,
right.
And it takes care of both of us.
All right. All
okay.
Right. Great.
And I'll wait to hear
from
you.
We won't do anything until tomorrow. We'll
that's
probably
right.
Do it tomorrow morning, and
that's
I'll
right.
Have them call
right.
Out there. Okay.
Okay. Right.
Well, wonderful, and I just hope you have a good day out there.
Thank you, Dick.
Bye. Operator?